Welcome to the Sons of Technology Clubhouse. Ditch your fear at the door, take a risk, and enjoy the ride with your hosts, Joe Marquez and Kyle Anderson.
Welcome, everybody, to another fantastic episode of the podcast by the Sons of Technology. My name is Joe Marquez. I am an educator out of the Central Valley of California and currently the Director of Academic Innovation for Q. And we have our annual Spring Q review happening today, right? We are going to be talking all things Spring Q, where it is, when it is, all the cool things that we are looking forward to. So thank you so much for listening. It's been a minute since we've come at you. And there's been a lot going on in the world of education and AI. And I know a lot of you are still, you know, looking at ChatGPT and all these generative AIs that are coming out right now. And you should. But remember, our last episode was on that. So if you have not checked out our last episode on ChatGPT, please definitely do it. If anything, check it out for the image generator of a overweight hockey player riding on a camel, because that was hilarious. So go back and watch that video, or go back and listen to that, because we absolutely love that one. But today's Spring Q, and we're going to be talking all about that. And let's get started. Kyle, my partner in innovation here. Kyle, please introduce yourself, and then we'll get rocking and rolling.
Hey, good day, everybody. Once again, Kyle Anderson from Las Vegas, Nevada, where I am a special education facilitator. You can find me on Twitter at Anderson EdTech. Same thing on the Instagram. I have a book called To the Edge: Successes and Failures Through Risk-Taking that, as of this posting, is a couple of days away from its third birthday. So watch the social medias. I'm going to be doing some giveaways for copies of the book, and then some other specials with it as well to celebrate the third birthday of the book. So so today we are going to talk about Spring Q, which we're recording this still at the end of February, but we're only 3 weeks away from that, which really, it's mind-boggling that time has gone by so quickly that this is where we're at right now. I feel like just a few months ago, we were just like in October, whatever, and now all of a sudden we are on Spring Q once again. So, and Spring Q, as always, is in Palm Springs, California, at the convention center there. Everybody will be descending on the tiny hamlet of Palm Springs for a few days. And like many years, it'll be at the same time as a very large tennis tournament. So hotel rates are very high. Getting into restaurants to eat is going to be a struggle. But it's always a good time when we can all get together in Palm Springs.
Yeah, you know, it is. And I'll tell you, you know, working with the Q team, you know, being part of the Q staff planning this, you know, one of the things we really wanted to do was bring experiences to the convention center, right? We still know you're going to go out and have fun that Thursday night. There's always that amazing street fair that they have on the main strip there in Palm Springs. It is St. Patrick's Day weekend, and so there's always some cool things at the pubs that are going on and the restaurants that are going on. But we do know, you know, some of those places take a while to get in, right? You might want to call ahead of time, knowing that it's going to be an hour, 2 hour wait, but know that there are going to be some fun things that we are going to be doing at the Renaissance Hotel and at the convention center itself. Kyle, one of them I'm really excited about, and this is the Q member reception. Right now, I want everybody to listen, right? Q is more than just a conference. A lot of people think Q is just the conference that happens in March in Palm Springs. That is just one event that Q puts on for the Q community, or what we call it, the Q-munity. And the reason that we like to do lots of experiences is because we are a member organization, right? We are not a conference organization. We are a membership organization, and our members take the time to sign up to become a member. And there's a lot of benefits that go along with that, right? If you become a member, you get 10% off at all events. That means, you know, if you had to pay to come to Q in Palm Springs, if your school wasn't paying and you had to pay it all on your own, you get basically $40 off, right? And Q membership is $40 for the year. So it's basically paying for itself right there. But we have lots of cool things throughout the year that members can do. So to show our appreciation to our members, we are actually having a Q member reception. And it's only going to be for Q members. And what we have is on your name badge, when you come in and register, there is a spot, a circle spot, that will print an official Q membership badge right on your conference badge. And that will be your ticket in to that membership reception. We're going to have drinks available for everybody to have a good time. We're going to have some food available. And we have limited edition pins that we have for you, official Q membership pins that you can then put on your lanyard as well. These are for the first 50 people to walk through those doors and come to the reception. So we are just really excited to be able to share our year with one another during this Q membership reception. And Kyle, you've been a Q member for a long time, but you are also one of the Q members who have paid their $40 membership. And so you're going to be coming to this as well, most likely. We've never really had a membership reception. There's always been the president's reception, which was by invite only, and you had to know somebody to get into that, right? But now the only person you have to know is knowing yourself and be a Q member, because it is for everybody to come into this and just commiserate with one another. What do you think about that event? It's the first time we've ever done something like this.
Yeah, it should be a good time. So I envision it to be seeing a lot of people that I've come to know over the years of being a Q member. So I believe, if I remember right, I became a Q member for the first time in 2015. So, I mean, 8 years now, which is, you know, small fries compared to some members I know of people that have been members for 30 plus years in Q. But like you said there, the way the membership works now is that in order to be an official Q member, you do have to pay the $40. And that was something that was the case for a very long time. And then just before the pandemic, that went away. And then there wasn't the paid option throughout the pandemic, but now the paid option has been reinstated. So I think it's going to be fun seeing a lot of the people, again, that I've gotten to know over the years. But I think seeing it on the schedule ahead of time, too, people are going to be wondering, hey, what is this? And then going to maybe possibly go on and sign up for their $40 membership fee so they have the chance to come. And then if you haven't gone and registered for the conference yet, that $40 membership also gets you money off of the conference fee. So it basically pays for itself. If you pay your $40 to become a Q member, and then you save that money plus some more on the registration for Spring Q.
Yeah. And I know we're talking about, you know, Spring Q right now, but I do want to make sure people understand that, we do many events throughout the year, virtual and face-to-face. And I've been doing a monthly PD for Q members on a variety of topics. And if you're a Q member, those are free. You just log in with your Q membership and boom, you register, and it's $0.00 every time we do those PDs. If you are not a Q member, it's $20 for every PD. And we've had some really cool PDs come on through. We've had GeoGebra come in and talk about adding in some cool apps for math. We've had some really awesome and well-attended generative AI sessions that we've had over 150 people each time we've run that session. Q members get into those free. So we have a lot of awesome opportunities. So yeah, I mean, it basically does pay for itself. And I always try to remind people, none of that money, the $40 that members pay, none of that money goes into the Q budget. All of that money goes back to members in one way or another. So it is all there for the Q membership. So that's pretty cool. But, everybody has the opportunity to become a Q member, right? And there is no like status. There's no like top Q member, low Q member, new Q member, old Q member. There's only one Q member and there's only one level. And that's what I think is pretty awesome about this. And that's why I love the fact that the Q board is going away from the president's reception and calling it the membership reception, because every member is valuable. Every member should be valued, and we want to showcase that. And that's what it's going to be about. And like you were saying, Kyle, if people walk up and go, oh, what's this? And we go, oh, it's the Q membership reception. And they go, oh, I'm a Q member. We can easily check the badge and like, oh, actually you're not, you know, we have the membership fee. And you know, if you want to sign up right now, you can come right on in, kind of a deal. So everybody can have that opportunity, which is pretty cool. But that's just one night. That's just one thing. I mean, prior to that, we're going to have an amazing, keynote from D. Lanier. He's going to be coming in here, doing some amazing, sessions on equity. He's going to be doing some amazing sessions on how to work with your team to solve problems. He has this cool little routine called Solvin Time. And when you say it all at once, it sounds like this weird new word, but it's basically solve in time. And basically it's trying to solve a staff problem in 60 minutes and everybody has their voice heard. And it's a pretty nice little routine that he's got going on there. So he's got a couple sessions on that. He's a really cool guy. He's also going to be a part of a ChatGPT roundtable panel that we're going to be having on Friday. Six experts in education, all from different levels, from a classroom teacher to a higher ed teacher, to administrators, to a county administrator, to STEM. All these different voices are going to be talking about what generative AI is doing at their level and where they see it going and how they see it helping and hindering in various aspects. So that's going to be a really cool session on, I believe that's going to be on Friday at about 2:50 in the main keynote room. So that's going to be an awesome one as well. And speaking of keynotes, I am super excited about Sonal Patel. Now, I've known Sonal for many, 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 many years, and I think she is one of the brightest minds we have in education today, and she is a Q grown member. She's been in it with Q for a long time, and she has an amazing message to share, and that's going to be happening on Friday. I can't wait. That's probably one of the number one things that I'm most excited about, is seeing Sonal keynote at Spring Q. You know, I think she would say it's like coming full circle, because I think, as with many of our origin stories, Q is at the beginning of that. And to be able to go to a Q conference and see keynotes, and then years later, you're the one up on stage giving a keynote. I mean, that's, to me, that's serendipitous. That's cool. That's the cool circle of Q life, is that Q kind of helps you get that start and boom, you're right back up on top. So I think that's a pretty awesome story to be told. But Sonal is an amazing individual, and I can't wait to hear her message on that night.
Yeah, absolutely. So two great keynotes lined up for that. And then going back a little bit and talking about celebrating members and whatnot, coming back this year on the last day of the conference is the educator celebration, where there's going to be the video games and the backyard games like cornhole and whatnot. And then remind me of some of the other stuff that's going on there, because I just played video games last year at it.
Yeah, we have the video games coming back. Of course, those were a big hit. We're going to have more trivia, and we're going to be giving away these limited edition T-shirts. These T-shirts, we have 100 of them printed up, and we're going to be giving them away. It's the Q in a Top Gun logo. And the idea behind this shirt is we hope you find your squad. We hope you find your squadron. We hope when you come to a Q conference, you finally feel like you found the people that lift you up, that push you to be the best that you possibly can, and that you make those connections and carry them with you. And that is your squad. That is your squadron, and you found them. That's what this shirt represents, and that's why underneath it says hashtag Q community, because we hope that that you found your community. We're giving these away for the winners of trivia. And Kyle, last year you won a couple games of trivia. We got a whole bunch of new ones coming out, all the way from video games to movies to books to just geeky culture to Harry Potter to The Office. A whole bunch of different trivia that we polled our members and said, what would you like to have trivia on? And I'm trying to do a trivia about 10 questions for each of those topics. We have DC characters, Marvel characters, Star Trek, Star Wars. It's going to be super fun. And the top five winners on each round get a shirt right here that they come up and get to pick. So it's going to be fun. And then, of course, like you were saying, all of the yard games. We have Cornhole, which, by the way, we are going to have a Cornhole tournament this year. We're going to be having the Cornhole set up throughout the entirety of the conference in the vendor hall, and it's going to be an affiliate cornhole tournament. And every affiliate gets to have two members participate. We're going to have, I thought there was an app called Cornholio until I realized that's what Beavis and Butthead used to say. It's called Scoreholio. That's the app we're going to be using. But we're going to have a double elimination tournament. And in the end, the winning affiliate, they get a trophy, okay, which we haven't decided on the name of it yet, but it's going to be a perpetual trophy. They get to keep it for a year. They bring it back next year, and every year we're going to put the name of the winners on the bottom, almost like the Stanley Cup. You know, we got to figure out what to call it, but it's going to be pretty cool. And the championship will be held during the community celebration on that Saturday. The two winning teams will be presented the trophy, the first, the inaugural cup for that one.
If it is not Beavis with his shirt pulled over his head and his arms up in the air as the trophy, I want nothing to do with it. So please make sure you make that happen.
Well, so our executive director, Mike Vollmert, is actually making the trophy in his well-stocked maker's garage that he has. And so I will bring that up to him. I'll see if he can skill saw a Beavis with his head over his shirt over his head as part of the trophy.
Yeah. And if I end up in that tournament and if I do win a round, I cannot promise that I will not pull my shirt up over my head and go, I am Cornholio, or something like that. So
maybe we should just call it the Cornholio Cup.
I think that's you've got the name right there. It's made right okay. There. If you
right
don't,
here, you, do, guys, do you guys are the first to hear it. It is called the Q Cornholio Cup, and it will be first handed out this year. But we have all of that and more. It's going to be so fun. It is. We heard a lot of people last year who said they wished that was the last event of the conference. They felt it was a good ending, a good send-off. They said feeling like having two more sessions to go to after that was like, oh, man, we had this celebration, and now there's two more sessions. So this is the ending this time of year. The membership celebration, the community celebration is the end. Last time people said it was a little bit too long last year. We had it open for 2.5 hours. This year it's going to be open for 1.5 hours because people said it was a little bit too long last year. But we also have a whole bunch of prizes being given out beyond the t-shirt, so it is really going to be a fun experience. And don't forget the 360 photo booth. Everybody had a great time with that 360 photo booth. That is going to be there as well, so it's going to be a great time. If you have not registered yet, definitely go over to springq.org and register today. As Kyle was alluding to, hotels are very difficult to get in Palm Springs this time of year. And Q, I think, really go above and beyond at saving as many hotel rooms as possible that the hotels will give us. We try to save as many of them that they are, but they go fast. At this time, I can't give you any advice on how to find a hotel room. But I will tell you, it will be well worth it if you find a place to stay.
Yeah, I was one of the early registrants, if that's a word. And I went on right away to look to book a hotel, and pretty much all the Q sanctioned hotels were pretty much full already at that point. And then, you know this story, but then I had booked another hotel and had that one set ready to go. And then I get an email right before New Year's from the hotel that says, "We're so sorry that you canceled your reservation." Wait a minute, what? So then I go on and read this email in its entirety. I try calling the hotel, and it just, I get the message, "We cannot complete your call as dialed." I'm like, are you kidding me right now? So I tried that for about a good day and a half trying to get a hold of this hotel. And then finally I replied to the email and told them, like, "I never canceled my reservation, and I'm a little bit annoyed and upset right now that I can't book a room or get a hold of anybody. So can you please respond and tell me what's going on?" Well, come to find out that the hotel was bought out by somebody else, and they're shutting it down for renovations, and renovations will still be happening during that time. So not only are hotels hard enough to come by in Palm Springs, but a hotel with 100 plus rooms is completely shut down during that time, making it even harder.
Even harder. But, you know, there's been some really cool ideas that people have been having for the future, and that is getting some Airbnbs, right? People are kind of coming together saying, "Hey, let's find a 6-room Airbnb. We all throw in on it. It could be just as much or less than a hotel if we all are going in on it." And so you do have a whole bunch of people saying, "Next year, let's get this going. Who wants to be a part of that?" And so one of the best places to get that conversation started would be in the Q community portal. Right. As part of being a Q member, you have access to our portal where you can ask questions and post topics and things like that. That would be a great place. If you're looking for a place to stay next year, you want to get together an Airbnb experience for everybody, just, you know, post that in the portal. Say, "Hey, who's down to do an Airbnb next year?" And you can get that thing booked early because there's room in the conference, but there may not be room in the inn. So you know. As you were saying, Kyle, book early as soon as possible, because they go quick. Plus that Indian Wells tennis tournament doesn't help anything, by the way. A lot of tennis groupies out there.
Now, yeah. Well, and then on top of that, there's actually a conference going on too with sessions, you know, there's that whole thing too. It's not just about all of the fun stuff either. So, starting at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning, you've got check-in, and then around noon is when you're going to start having your affiliate meetups, and then it goes into sessions for the rest of the day until the keynote. And there's actually a couple of sessions during the keynote if you don't want to do the keynote itself. There are a couple of sessions going on during that time on Thursday. And then again, that Q member reception at 5:15 until 6:45. On Thursday night. And then starting super early on Friday morning, 8 o'clock, you've got sessions going on. I know for sure I will be participating in the Meet the Authors session at 9 o'clock that day. So, and then this year, it's actually on the schedule. We tried to do it last year, but it wasn't advertised real well. You got the Meet the Authors session where everybody goes on stage, talks about their book in the keynote hall. Actually, though, this year it's going to be done in the lobby. Kind of like a Q Live almost kind of deal, not the stage in the keynote room. But then at 10 o'clock after Meet the Authors, there's going to be a meetup where you can come and hang out with everybody and chat them up about their book and everything as well. So it's really like a 2-hour session for Meet the Authors this time around. And then again, throughout the day, you've got sessions on Friday. And then going into Saturday, you've got sessions in the morning until the Celebrate Educators event at noon, and then everything wraps up at 1:30.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be super. I mean, and some of these sessions, Kyle, that are here, they look really cool, right? I mean, there's some sessions on mentoring, you know, K-12 teachers. I mean, I think mentoring is something that we really need to focus on. And there's a difference between mentoring new educators and just giving new educators all the stuff that we've built. I think there's something to say that let teachers work through those growing pains and mentor them through that instead of giving them a crutch to work on. And so I really want to take a look at at that. I want to look at, here's a cool one called Journaling for Joy. Because when I think of journaling, I really think of being able to have a kind of a retrospect on a class or on your teaching, being able to sit there and reflect. And I think that's something that we as educators, we tend to put off until maybe the end of the year instead of daily. Let's reflect on our teaching. And I think also reflections for students. We always, I think, put reflections at the end of the class, but classes usually run long. So the first thing we cut is that reflective piece for our students. I want to see how Jessica has this journaling for joy and if that fits in with a reflection kind of aspect to your classroom. So that one looks pretty cool. One of my favorite people in the world, Rushton Hurley. If you've never been to a Rushton Hurley session, you're really missing out. He's an awesome individual. He's doing a session on ChatGPT. In fact, he was a co-presenter with me this month, February 16th, for a generative AI session we did for our Q members. And he's got some really cool ways to think about this generative AI. So that's a definite one that you want to go on to. And if you're looking for stuff on movie making, you got Jessica talking about movie making for many lessons. That's going to be awesome. And Kimber Cote, she's an amazing Q member as well, and administrator. And she's going to be talking about coding. So we have almost every single aspect of education, not just technology, but every aspect of pedagogical approach for the classroom is going to be covered for teachers and administrators. There's something here for everybody. And what we try to do in the schedule is at every hour, there's something for you, whether you're a math teacher or an early K-2 teacher or an administrator or a TOSA. We try to make sure there's something for everybody so that there really is no gap in the schedule for you. So we worked really hard to be able to do that. And you may see myself in here quite a bit just because there's so much information going on with Q and the conference and things that you can participate in. So we have a Q and U that I'm going to be doing as you're walking in. So I'm going to be like a carnival barker, basically, with this one, standing in the main hall while you're registering, just saying, hey, if you want to know what's going on in the conference, just sit for a quick 5-10 minute presentation. You want to know how you can be involved with Q beyond the conference? Here's some cool ways that you can do that. I'm going to be doing that twice because it's just a quick bit of information. But I feel like I'm going to be like, you know, Barnum Bailey, like, hey, come over here, get your popcorn and circus peanuts, sit down for a while and see how you can get involved. So it's going to be pretty awesome. And then, of course, we have time specifically for all of our amazing affiliates to meet up and chat and kind of game plan for the rest of the conference. So there's just so many cool things. And, you know, coming from the side of just attending the conference and then now coming from the side of planning the conference, there's a lot that goes into it from both sides. Planning your plan of action as an attendee is something that we know takes time. So we are going to be releasing the app. The conference app will be released either the first week. It will be released the first week of March. So be on the lookout for that. Look out on your socials to download that app. And that way you can start building your conference schedule. You can start saying, I'm going to go to this. So you can have that plan of action. So that will be available for you before you even step foot in Palm Springs. So a lot of cool things to look forward to before you even step foot into the conference itself.
Yeah. Or you could do like me and you've already gone through the schedule and you've just put them into your Google Calendar and set up notifications and everything for them. So I am I don't have a lot on my schedule yet just because I am, as a volunteer, obligated to different blocks of time throughout the conference. So and I already have a conflict with one of my volunteer session times with Meet the Author. So need to figure out when I'm going to be doing my time instead. So I haven't really blocked much out for the Friday yet as a result of that. Thursday, I've got a pretty full day already. So, and right now I'm supposed to be flying into Palm Springs. That might change. I might end up just canceling my flight and driving just to because I don't mind the drive part and whatnot, but we'll see what happens. So, but right now, yeah, I've got quite a few things already on my calendar looking at it right now, and just all these little green blocks for Thursday, March 16th or Saturday, March 18th. And, you know, so definitely looking forward to it. And it's coming up very quickly. And then for me, it's actually on my spring break this year, where I'm curious. I wonder how many other people are actually on spring break to where they're not going to have to worry about sub plans or, you know, getting away from school and whatnot in order to come to Q this year.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I actually want to hear about that, because I've known that some people have had spring break during spring Q and some people hadn't. Some people like it during spring break because then they don't have to worry about subs. It's easier for a school to say, yeah, let's get you going. But then some teachers are like, but that's my spring break. I want to be able to I don't want to do anything about education during my spring break. I want to relax and just be on my spring break. What is your thoughts on that? Do you prefer going during your spring break, or would you rather go during the school, your school calendar, so that, you know, you're working when you are scheduled to be working?
I'm indifferent. It doesn't really matter to me. So, I think this is the first time I've ever come where it was actually during my spring break. All the other times I've had to arrange to miss school. So now in my position, being I don't have students, I don't have to worry about sub plans or anything like that. But, you know, sometimes a lot of stuff happens. And if I'm not there, then those little fires turn into just absolute like five alarm style fires at school. So not having to worry about that while I'm gone is definitely nice. But I also don't really consider, even though it's a professional conference, I'm going there to learn, whatever, I don't consider it like work to go to a conference like Spring Q on a time when I would be on a spring break or something like that. And I'm still going to be getting in some fun and whatnot during that week anyway, because my family, we're going to Legoland for the couple of days beforehand. So the Monday and Tuesday before spring Q, we're going to Legoland for a few days. And then Wednesday, I'll head back to Las Vegas on Wednesday. That way I can, you know, do my laundry, pack up. And then again, right now I have a flight early on Thursday morning to get to Palm Springs, but who knows, maybe I'll end up deciding just to drive instead. So especially if somebody I know in Vegas is going as well, and we can just split the ride together or something like that. So, yeah, long convoluted way of saying that I'm indifferent to it.
Yeah. You know, I would be the same way as well. I mean, I would go, you know, even before I became a staff member at Q, I would go to spring Q, no matter what. I mean, to me, it is almost like spring break, because you get to see your friends and you're having a great time, and I'm learning things that I want to learn to better my professional self, but just see what else is out there, what other people are doing. To me, that's just a fun time in general. Plus, who doesn't want to be in Palm Springs during the March time of year? I mean, the weather is normally very fantastic, but right now I saw pictures this weekend of it snowing in Southern California. So I don't think it snowed in Palm Springs, but you never know with the weather happening at this moment. But a couple of things I did want to point out that, you know, Kyle, you know, kind of brushed over, I mean, talked about, but I want to kind of dive in a little bit deeper. And that's the Meet the Author session and Meet the Podcaster session. We still have those forms open right now, if you would like to be a part of that. So you don't have to be a presenter to be a part of Meet the Authors or Meet the Podcasters. You just have to be coming to the conference and want to be a part of the panel. And basically all it is you come up to the front, you get interviewed for 3 to 5 minutes, depending on how many people we've selected, talk a little bit about your podcast, what it's about and where people can find it. Or if you're an author, a little bit about your book, why you wrote it and where people can buy it. And then you're part of the session. Anybody can be a part of this, attendees and presenters alike. And, you know, so if you are going to the conference and you want to be a part of it, you just have to go to qlearns.org/podcaster or qlearns.org/author. And you can sign up to be a part of that Meet the Podcasters, Meet the Authors session. As always, I believe the submissions for this one is closed, but this session is always inspirational. That's the Boom sessions. That's where the educators, practicing educators, come up to the keynote stage and give a 3 minute, 3 to 5 minute mic drop on something they're passionate about. And Kyle, I know that you are a Boom alumni. I myself am a Boom alumni. Getting up there in front of everybody to talk about your passion is always cool. So I always like that session as well. So those are some cool ways to be involved. If you don't want to sign up for something, but still want to get your name, not your name, but your voice out there, we are going to be doing Educator on the Street Q Lives this year. Normally Q Live is just at almost like a news desk. We have somebody that we're interviewing for 15 to 20 minutes. Now this year, we're going to actually expand that to the hall, and we're going to stop people and just interview them real quick. A couple sessions, a couple ideas. Tell me a little bit about why you're here, something you've learned, a session you're looking forward to. There's that one guy on Comedy Central who runs around, and Billy on the Street, I think what it's called. That's kind of my idea, but a little bit less hyper, to give everybody a chance to voice their thing. So we're going to be doing that in the hallways and at the keynote. You know, when everybody's coming into the keynote hall and chatting with one another and talking, we're going to have people going around with microphones and interviewing them during that part of the keynote where everybody's still coming in to sit down. We're going to be putting them on the big screen so everybody can hear that, but we're also going to be pushing that out live to our streaming services. So we're really trying to amplify the voices of all of our attendees and all of our members and really turn the conference into an event all the way around. It's got to be pretty awesome. And we have a really cool Q Live team, and anybody can be a part of Q Live. If you're a Q member and you want to be a part of Q Live, all you have to do is contact myself or the communication committee called the ComCom. But not really, you can't really call it the ComCom committee when the other com is committee. But the ComCom, Bill Selleck.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Bill I'm Selleck sorry. I couldn't resist.
Is the chair of that committee. And we're always looking for new voices to amplify, meaning people who want to interview others, who want to be in front of a camera and they want to be a part of it that way. So a lot of cool things coming down from that committee. We are kind of revamping what Q Live is. Instead of just to sit down, it's really taking the entire conference as a whole. And we've actually rebranded, and we're calling it the Q Live crew. Right. So it's going to be
the Q Live crew. I get it.
Yeah. The Q Live crew. And they're going to be wearing shirts. So you know that they're coming around with microphones interviewing you. They're actually there as part of the Q Live crew doing those interviews. So, you know, it's going to be awesome seeing them run around with those shirts on and everything. So it's going to be pretty awesome. I'm excited. I'm excited, number one, because there's a lot of hard work behind the scenes that goes into this. But when you love what you do, you can't really call it work. Coming from the member side, there's always this thing in the back of your mind saying, I wish I could have a voice in helping this conference or collaborate a little bit more to make this conference be better. And now I'm on this side and we have the opportunity to make that vision a reality. And so we really want our members, we really want our attendees to tell us what we did right, to tell us what we did wrong, to tell us what we need to improve upon, to tell us what we need to keep but make better, and tell us what we definitely need to get rid of. We need to hear those voices because that is the only way that our community conference can truly be that community conference. And you know, Kyle, you've been traveling to a whole bunch of different conferences recently, and I've been asking you, hey, tell me what they did that we should do. Tell me some things that they didn't do that we do better. Like, I want to know these things because to me, Q is the best in the West. The best conference in the West. And I want to keep it that way. And you don't keep it that way by resting on your laurels. You keep it that way by constantly reevaluate what works, what doesn't work, and to get new voices, to give new ideas. That is the only way you stay relevant in the classroom. That is the only way you stay relevant at putting on a conference. So we can't wait to hear from our members and our attendees on how we can make this conference better year after year after year.
Yeah, I recently went to TCA in San Antonio, and just being a bit facetious here, I know the one thing that Q definitely does better is that I don't expect to go to Spring Q and have an ice storm come through Palm Springs like what happened in San Antonio. And yeah, that was not fun. But no, TCA did put on a very good show. And I would love to go back to that one again at some point. I know next year it's in Austin, and then it cycles through Dallas some years. And then I may be mistaken, but I want to say it might go to Houston sometimes too. But they have like a 3 or 4 city rotation for TCA. But Texas is also a state that is absolutely insanely big. You know, just talking to educators, San Antonio is pretty much in the center of the state, and there are people saying like, I live in Texas and I drove 10 hours to get here. Oh, geez. So it's so such a big, big state. So, I mean, California is very big too, but not that far big like Texas is. So,
but well, you know, that's one of the reasons, you know, we have a Northern Conference, right? We have Fall Q up closer to the north, and then we have Spring Q closer to the south. But I love the idea of moving around. And I'll tell you, Q has looked into that. It's just Palm Springs treats Q so well. Like, it compared to all the other places we kind of interviewed with, it would not be the same experience if we weren't in Palm Springs. And I'm not saying it's just because it's always been in Palm Springs or because it's Spring Q and it's in Palm Spring. And you have, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the city of Palm Springs treats Q like family. And it's just a joy to work with their team, their visitors bureau, their convention center. But again, you know, we are always looking for new ways to make this a better and greater conference for our members.
I may be biased, but I wouldn't be upset if Spring Q moved to Las Vegas one year, just saying. So I might even still get a hotel room, make it a staycation if it came to Las Vegas. So
I'm sure you have enough points, right?
Yeah, no, I don't go out that much. So no, I don't have the points for that kind of stuff. So unless they give out points for buying Vegas Golden Knights hockey tickets, because if that was the case, I'd have a ton of points, not a hockey tickets I'd buy. So I think that kind of wraps things up a little bit. I mean, it's a little shorter than what we normally do, but I mean, there's only so much to talk about talking about getting ready for Spring Q without just like basically giving everything away and saying like, oh, this session is going to be about this. This session is going to be about that. So
true. I do want to give some of the listeners an inside track, right? An inside track, because there's a lot of amazing things that happens during the conference, but there's a lot of amazing things that happens when the conference closes for the night. And the way to get in on that, here's a couple things that you can do right now, right? And these are things that I've discovered as a member throughout the years, but also as being on staff. Number one, go into Eventbrite today and see what's happening in Palm Springs, because a lot of the vendors put their tickets like for their after hours events on Eventbrite. And if you have to sign up, they're there. And so you can get invited to a whole bunch of vendor, sponsored events, let's say, with some good food and some good drinks and some good company. By looking on Eventbrite. I would also say, when you are in, when you do come into the conference, walk around the vendor hall and ask some of your favorite companies that you use. Ask them, hey, are you guys doing a special event here in Palm Springs? Are you guys having a night out? Ask them, because that's the best way to find out if something's happening. And they may be like, yeah, you want to come? Because they try to fill that out. They don't want to have a vendor night and not have anybody show up, right? They want people to be there. So go around and ask, you know, get on Twitter. Hey, is there anything happening during Q? Is there any vendors that are having fun things? I will say this. We Q, are having a game night at the Renaissance on Friday at 7 o'clock. That is open to all members and all attendees. and it is going to be sponsored by Aludo. And here's the thing, Kyle. Aludo has a game happening throughout the entirety of the conference where you can, you know, go to this kind of session, you get points. Go to this session, you get points. Go to this event, you get points. And if you get a certain number of points, you can either get drink tickets for the game night, or you can get swag from the Aludo booth, right? And so a lot of times people are like, I have enough swag. But if you get some drink tickets for the game night, right, that's something. So they're going to be doing some cool things for that. That game night is happening again on Friday night at 7 o'clock at the Renaissance. So you can go and have some great times with some vendors from 5 to 7, but come on back to the Renaissance, especially if that's your hotel that you're staying at, and then come right on over to the game night. It's going to be in a big room right next to the bar. And our Q board of directors president, Brian Briggs, and his podcasting partner, Ryan O'Donnell, will be hosting that. And they always, always bring the energy of that 1980s game show host mentality. It's going to be super fun, and it's going to be a great night. So those are some extra things I wanted to point out, because the conference itself is great, but vendors are amazing, and they have amazing vendor events happening usually on the main strip of Palm Springs, which is within walking distance of the convention center, the Wren, the Hilton, the Zazzo, all those different hotels all the way around there. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. So just like we were saying, this is like spring break no matter what, because it's fun. It's super fun.
Sounds like a good old-fashioned time.
I would say so. With, you know, just double entendre there. Make sure you get that that sprig of that orange zest, and it'll be a great old fashioned thing.
Yes, indeed. So if you're not registered yet, just go into Google, or if you happen to be a Bing user, and just type in SpringQ 2023. It'll take you right to the page you need to be at in order to register for the conference and come and visit Joe and I in Palm Springs. And Joe, I'm going to assume you're going to have the vest. I might have to bring the jacket, the Sons of Technology swag and everything. So, yeah. So if you're watching on the YouTube, you can see it right now. And then my jacket is, it's a denim jacket with the same logos, but then I've also got a bunch of band patches on it too. So that I decorated it with. So good times right there. So anything else we want to add before we let us go there, Joe?
I think we've said it all. We can't wait to see you there. We can't wait to see, the passion and the drive that pushes you to be a better educator each and every day. Right. And I always say, as long as we have the ultimate goal in mind, which is creating a better experience and a belief that education can help move your life forward for our students, as long as we have that as our end result in mind, then we're doing everything good. So just keep that push, keep that drive, and make that the main reason you come to Spring Q. And then number two, it's to meet your squadron. Find that squadron that'll lift you up, push you harder, push you faster, just make you the best that you can possibly be. And we can't wait to see all the amazing educators who get one of these limited edition shirts. So until next time, which is probably going to be in Palm Springs, we'll see you later. Just hope that this podcast finds you well, this video finds you well, and I hope that you're just doing it day in and day out to make the lives of our students that much better. So until then, have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful.